Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Advocate Elaine Zungu, Director of Public Prosecutions in KwaZulu-Natal. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Advocate Elaine Zungu. It's Gary Brumber. Can you hear me?
Your volume is very, very low.
Okay, I think we'll continue. From our side, you are fine. So thank you very much for making the time available and to chat to us. And the interesting story, this what happened yesterday in Hillcrest. And I think the fact that the accused has been let out on bail and on 3,000 rand bail, and supposedly for a murder. And we wonder if you can maybe give us your views on this. How do they get to a value of 3,000 rand, and why is he out on bail already?
Okay. The case law has been brought to my attention. And firstly, bail is the setting of bail. Let's first start with this one. The discretion of granting bail rests within the magistrate. But before bail can be granted, there are certain factors or there are factors that the courts may consider with regards to the granting of bail. In other words, the state prosecutor will put down factors before the courts, and the accused will also put down factors before the courts. Now, when one looks at a murder charge can fall under either Schedule 5 or Schedule 6. If it's Schedule 5, it's where the murder is it's not planned or it's not premeditated.
Right.
But if it's under Schedule 6, then the murder will be considered as one that is planned or premeditated. Now, when we look at the instance where the murder is not planned or is not premeditated, then the accused must be given a reasonable opportunity to provide evidence which satisfies the court that the interest of justice permits his or release on bail.
Okay.
Then there are certain factors that the one looks at, and they're all contained under Section 16, the Criminal Procedure Act. If it is a planned or premeditated murder, then one looks at Schedule 6, because that offense of murder would fall under Schedule 6. And then the court must give the accused a reasonable opportunity to satisfy the court that exceptional circumstances exist, which in the interest of justice permits his or her release.
Okay, so, I mean, yesterday 3,000 Rand bail was granted, and is this a Schedule 5 or a Schedule 6?
You see, one of the difficulties that I'm having with regards to this matter is that I've not been given all the facts in the matter.
Right.
But what I have been informed is that the investigating officer was not opposed to bail in this matter, and hence the reason why, or one of the reasons why, the accused got bail in this matter.
And I mean, the matter's now been adjourned until the 14th of July. Why is that? I mean, what is the reasoning behind that? You know, to postpone it for so long. Yeah.
I think the matter is on the roll for further investigation at this stage, because it is a recent matter that was committed. So we have to continue the investigation in the matter.
And I mean, Mug and Bean, I mean, are they obviously, I mean, the impact of them, it must be huge. And I know that they have put something out on social media, and I mean, do they have responsibility here as regards to what the incident, what happened? Does the shopping center, Christian Village Shopping Center, were they liable for security, their own internal security? I mean, apparently the accused just walked out, and I find that really hard to believe.
You see, one of the issues that I have is when a matter is sub judice, it is very difficult to, and when I say sub judice, the matter is in court. Now, the matter is at the stage where investigations are taking place. It is difficult for me to come on air and talk about the facts or the merits surrounding this whole case and the manner in which it took place. At this stage, I don't think that it is in the best interest of justice for anyone to go and discuss the merits of this matter.
No, I can understand that, and I think just of public interest, and just the fact that bail was granted, and the accused has sort of been let out instantly. Obviously, there's a lot of interest around the case. So Advocate Elaine Zungu, Director of Public Prosecutions in KwaZulu-Natal, thank you for your time and thank you for your insight.
Thank you, sir.